I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Saturday night at St. Mark's Methodist Church on the bypass in Bloomington, the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, with a choir prepared by Sue Swaney, present a concert titled That's So Last Century. The Bloomington Symphony, famous for a number of things, including really neat titles for concerts, directed by our guest, Charles Latshaw. Charles, thanks very much for joining us. I have to ask, I mean, that's so last century, a German, a Russian, and a Finn, grunts, squawks, roars, animal music for kids, back home in Indiana, Viola Palooza. When do you come up with these things?
this year, one of the things we did with our programming is we set concerts that all have themes within themselves. And we set the programs in one committee, in our artistic committee that plans what we're going to play and when and where. And then I took the programs to the marketing committee and I said, these are the programs. I'm not going to tell you the themes behind them, but look at the pieces, learn something about the pieces, and let's come up with some titles. So, for instance, this weekend's concert that's called That's So Last Century. It's all music written by American composers. And I think the earliest piece in there is 1929. The latest piece, I think, was finally revised in 1965. And we sort of looked at it and we said, oh, that's so last century. But the reality is that with American music, it's hard to tell when it was written, how old it is. American music has a certain timelessness to it. So this title is, to me, a lot of fun. It has a funny snootiness to it, but it's also a little bit confusing and evocative.
You start out with Morton Gould's American Salute, the Samuel Barber's essay. He liked that idea of writing essays or tries. In the middle, Randall Thompson's Setting of Frost Poems.
Yeah, it's a piece that Thompson called Frostiana, and he wrote it for the town of Amherst, Massachusetts. You have to say it with a New England accent, Amherst, Massachusetts. And he took some of Frost's most famous poems, obviously The Road Not Taken, and then a few of the poems that are slightly less well-known. There's one called Something Like a Star that is extraordinary in its text, and it's very deep, but it's not a very famous Frost poem. And Robert Frost was there in attendance at the performance, and he stood up and he said, sing it again! he thought it was great. And Randall Thompson's setting of the piece is so true to the words that really the poems are the most important thing about the whole piece.
Now, you did pronounce it Amist, but I heard you rehearsing last night, and I know you've asked for every single consonant.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you're going to sing poems by Robert Frost. People know the words. So if it's not clear which road we took when they diverged in the wood, then what's the point of the piece, really?
Now, sort of the centerpiece in some ways, although it's the last piece on the program, and from my inside contacts, one of the most challenging is the Gershwin American in Paris. What's hard about that?
It changes direction every few seconds. One of the things we've been talking about in rehearsal, there are very rarely more than four measures at any one time that are all in one style. It just shifts gears. You imagine a person walking down the street in Paris, and you turn the corner and you're suddenly in a different neighborhood. There's a different cafe. There's something else going on. There's traffic suddenly. And then you step into the cafe, and it's quiet, and you have a little croissant. And then you step outside, and then there are taxi horns again. And it's constant changes, and it's a real challenge to navigate a piece like that.
But a pleasure to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, An American in Paris is definitely a favorite.
We've been talking with Charles Latshaw, the conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. The group, with a choir directed by Sue Swaney, performs a concert called That's So Last Century at St. Mark's Methodist Church on the bypass. It's Saturday evening. Time is?
7:30.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.